We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school football. IKM Manning has had a really solid season. Head coach Corey McCarville and his Wolves prepare for a big game this week with West Sioux. And, Coach, how do you feel about your football team coming into this first-round playoff matchup against the Falcons?
Well, I'm really proud of everything that our guys have accomplished. You know, they've worked really, really hard all year. You know, they've been a great group to work with. They're close. They're really, really closely knit. They're detail oriented, and I'm really proud of the progress that they've made. We're really excited about our opportunity to be involved in the football playoffs this week, and we know we're going up against a really good team in West Sioux.
Well, your offense has shown incredibly good balance, 1,566 yards rushing, 1,592 passing. How do you feel like you've achieved that?
Well, we feel like all of our guys have really kind of bought in to our system. We feel like we have good athletes kind of throughout our program, and we're able to kind of spread the wealth around a little bit. And Davis Rasmussen has done a great job at the running back position, along with, we're kind of splitting time between Carson Lorenzen and John Rasmussen. They've all done such a tremendous job supporting each other. And then we feel like we have a number of different receivers that we can throw the ball to. And, Ashton Ehrenholz has done a really nice job. Wyatt Danner, Brock Kuzel, Ian Snyder. I mean, we feel really fortunate. There's a number of different people that have, they've done a really nice job for us.
Tell me about Ben Ramsey. I've seen him play basketball. I've never seen him play football, but what a tremendous athlete to have a big year passing the football, running your offense. What have you liked most about what Ben has accomplished this year?
Oh, Ben is, a tremendous athlete. He's a great leader, incredibly smart. We think the world of Ben. He understands what we're trying to do. He understands our concepts. He understands where the ball needs to go. It's really advantageous having a smart guy like that we can say, this is your read. And he just kind of has it. We don't have to rep a lot of stuff a lot of times with him. He just kind of naturally picks up on things. He's a tremendous football player, and we're lucky to have him.
And what are the strengths for Davis Rasmussen as your primary running back? What are his strengths carrying the football?
Oh, he's tough. I mean, he's a really, really tough runner. He's not a really, really big guy, but I mean, he's extremely tough. He's physical. He's quick. He's kind of a one cut and go kind of kid. We're really pleased with the progress that he's made, and really excited about what we think he can do in our playoff run.
And in the passing game, what has worked the most there? I mean, it's not just about short passes, I guess. I mean, and maybe it's about the deep ball or maybe the medium range ball. I mean, you're averaging about 15 yards a catch with Wyatt and Ashton getting the most of the catches, but you've had other guys involved too. Has it been yards after the catch? Has it been, the deep ball? What have you seen in the passing game that has worked the most?
Well, we're lucky that, we're lucky to have a numerous guys that we feel we can throw the ball to. And it's been a little bit of everything. There's been some short throws that they've, yards after catch have been big. And then there's been some long throws that they've made good adjustments to and ran in. So, we feel advantageous in that we can kind of take whatever the defense is going to give us.
How about the defensive side? What have been some highlights there for you?
We feel kind of like offense. We feel like there's a number of different guys that have made plays. John Rasmussen's done a nice job at middle linebacker. Carson Perdue has been our linebacker and done a really nice job for us all year. Carson Lorenzen has done a nice job at linebacker as well. We have numerous guys with interceptions, and Ben Ramsey and Wyatt Danner. Brock Kuzel has done a really good job along the defensive line, along with Jay Starman and Jack Sanford. We feel fortunate that we've had a number of guys play well on defense.
So your football team had two close losses to St. Albert, Woodbury Central. You had beaten South Central Calhoun and Esack County. Your team is sitting at 2-2 at that point, and that was probably the point where your team could go in any one direction. But you decided – the boys decided that, hey, we're going to be a playoff team, and you won four in a row, including a huge win over Logan Magnolia. What was the pivotal part about just turning the team's attitude around after the Woodbury Central loss and moving forward and winning the next four?
Well, we've always kind of taken a one week at a time approach, and we knew that close losses to St. Albert's and to Woodbury Central. Although they're disappointing, we felt like we still had a good football team, and we just had to take care of our business week to week, and whatever happens, happens. And we did feel like, okay, if we win out, we can get into the playoffs and give ourselves an opportunity, and that's what the guys have done, and we're extremely proud of them, and hopefully we keep going here. We'll see how it goes.
So West Sioux, a great traditional program. They're 7-1 this year. They seem like they're always in the playoffs each and every year. What do you see the most from this Falcon team?
Well, they're extremely athletic, extremely explosive. Their quarterback is outstanding. He's a lefty. You know, he's very, very quick, good runner, throws it really, really well. They have a number of different receivers. I think they have 4 different receivers with 10 or more catches. 8 different receivers have caught touchdowns. They got good size on defense. You know, they got good athletes all over the place. They're a tremendously talented football team.
How similar are they to you?
I think they're a little bit similar. I think we're a little bit more balanced than they are. I think they're a little bit more slanted towards the passing game a little bit more. But I can see some of the similarities. The way that they operate and the way that we operate is a little bit different. Because we do go under center on occasion, and they've only been under center a few times all year, but they're still really, really good. And Coach Suizo and his crew do a great job up there, and it's going to be a challenge.
In terms of their running game, Blake Wiggins is their number 2 rusher. They got another kid, a junior Lopez kid, who's got nearly 700 yards. What do you see in terms of their running game? Do they almost use the pass to set up the run?
No, they use a lot of motion. That's a lot of jet action, some counter action, some zone read action. Where we still kind of get under center and try to run between the tackles, they're more of a kind of a zone read, counter read, jet sweep type of action is more of what they're inclined to do.
It's more of a finesse type of running game than more of a power running game. Is that fair to say?
I guess that'd be fair to say.
Yeah. Just how do you feel about your defense and dealing with this type of offense? Have you seen something similar, or what is going to be the primary message to your D?
Well, we've seen somewhat similar. Obviously, everybody has their own little twists on things. To me, the biggest thing is just getting lined up correctly. You know, that's going to be the things that we're really going to stress, is making sure we have everything lined up, making sure we're leveraging the ball. And really, to me, one of the big keys is going to be tackling in space. We have to be great tacklers in space. If we don't tackle well in space, we're going to be in trouble.
And just what do you make of this opportunity for your football team to play in the playoffs and in the first round and try to survive and move on?
Well, and that's exactly right. We're just going to try to survive and move on. And, you know, we're just going to take it one game at a time. And we understand that every week now is going to be a challenge, and we're going to have to be at our best. And we're going to have to everybody's going to have to amp up their game a little bit.
Well, it should be a very good football game. Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck this week. And hey, Warren, thanks so much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Corey McCarville, head coach for IKM Manning Football, with us here on KSOM.